Espelemayo Deputy Chairperson Oyen Nathaniel Pierino, who is also First Deputy Speaker of the National Legislative Assembly, says preventing Espelemayo leader Riek Machar from traveling anywhere outside Juba is aimed at restricting the party's political activities in the country. Nathaniel says since Machar arrived back in Juba in 2020, he has not been allowed to go to anywhere outside the capital. He says the SPLM in government barred Machar from attending the UN General Assembly underway this week in New York, along with several other requests for travel outside the capital.
He has not visited any state. He has not even gone for treatment outside. It's not because we have not been asking for it. We have been asking for it, only that we don't talk about it in the media. But I think today is the time to talk about it, that he is not free. He is sick in Juba, and he treats himself here inside Juba. There is no fairness. He wanted to go to WAW for a conference organized by the state. He was denied to go and participate in WAW. He wanted to go to West Africa on invitation of one of the governments. He was denied. He was also invited to the current UN General Assembly. He was also denied.
While the SPLMIO states that Machar was invited to the UN General Assembly, South Sudan in Focus was unable to verify that claim. Nathaniel says restricting Machar's movement is an unfair practice at a time when the country needs political and civic space in order to prepare for next year's elections. Nathaniel says restricting the SPLMIO's political activities across the country could negatively affect the country's ability to hold the credible elections.
We want the agreement to be implemented in letter and spirit so that we can go and terminate the transitional period by holding free, fair and credible elections in the Republic of South Sudan. Moreover, what we are now experiencing, there is no fairness here in this country, no political space. SPLMIO is not given fair ground to do its business. We are not allowed to participate in the three administrative areas.
The SPLMIO accuses the SPLM in government of shrinking the civic space in the country. Nathaniel says the SPLMIO is not participating in political activities because of lack of space. Kual Atem, a senior SPLM member who now heads the party secretariat for the Parliamentary and Executive Caucus, denies the SPLMIO accusations.
SPLM have not dispatched any supporter of the SPLMIO. What are the evidence that Riek Machar have decided to travel to Kenya, Uganda or America, and then he has paid for his ticket? And his passport was taken away.
Nathaniel says implementing the peace agreement faces hurdles that require the urgent attention of the deal's regional guarantors.
We are calling for RGMEC to come and break the deadlock. Should the principle fail, the guarantors, we are also alerting them that the agreement is at risk, especially on matters related to the peace agreement.
The SPLM in government holds approximately 57% of government positions in the executive. The SPLMIO controls around 25%. Last week, the head of the reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, Tai Gitwai, said a lack of trust among the parties to the agreement is obstructing its implementation. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Udo in Juba.